This is a poem by a great American writer called Edgar Allan Poe. Maybe you were forced to read this in high school. Torture. But it's been rewritten by me. Not that he asked me to do it, he's been dead so he couldn't defend himself. This will start out featuring Master Ren Guangyi, and this is The Raven. Once upon a midnight dreary as I pondered, weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten law, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping. Rapping at my chamber door, 'tis some visitor, I muttered. Tapping at my chamber door, only this and nothing more. Muttering, I got up weakly. I've always had trouble sleeping. Stumbling upright, my mind racing, furtive thoughts floating once more. I there, hoping for some sunrise, happiness would be a surprise. Loneliness no longer a prize, rapping at my chamber door, seeking out the clever boar, lost in dreams forevermore. Only this and nothing more. Hovering, my pulse was racing. Stale tobacco, my lips tasting scotch, sitting upon my base and remnants of the night before. Came again, infernal tapping on the door, in my mind jabbing, isn't in or outside, rapping, calling out to me once more, the fit and the fury of Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of the purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, oh, wind stood still breathing, hoping yet to calm my breathing to some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some lost visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, that it is and nothing more. Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming, fantasies no mortal dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered name, Lenore. This I thought, and out loud whispered from my lips, the foul name festered, echoing itself, merely this and nothing more. Back into my chamber, turning every nerve within me burning, when once again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at the iron staircase. Open the door to see what the threat is. Open the window, free the shutters. Let's this mystery explore. Oh, bursting heart, be still this once. Let this mystery explore. It's the wind and nothing more. Just one epithet I muttered as inside I gagged and I shuddered, when with a manly flirt and flutter in there flew a stately raven. Sleek and ravenous as any foe, not the least obeisance made he, not a minute's gesture towards me of recognition or politeness. But perched above my chamber door, this foul and salivating visage insinuating with its knowledge, perched above my chamber door, silent, sat and staring, nothing more. Askance? Askew. The self-said fancy smiles at you. I swear at the savage, vicious countenance it wears. Though you show here shorn and shaven, I admit myself forlorn and craven, ghastly, grim, an ancient raven, wandering from the opiate shores. Tell me what thy lordly name is, that you're not nightmare sewage, some dire powder, drinker inhalation, framed from the flames of downtown lore. And the raven, sitting lonely, staring sickly at my male sex only, that one word, as if in his soul in that one word he did outpour. Pathetic. Nothing further than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till finally was I that muttered as I stared dully at the floor. Look, you. Other friends have flown and left me. Flown as each and every hope has flown before, and as you no doubt will, before tomorrow. But then I felt the air grow denser, perfumed from some unseen incense, as though accepting angelic intrusion, when in fact I felt collusion before the guise of false memories, respite through the haze of cocaine's glory. I smoke, and I smoke the blue vial's glory to forget at once the base Lenore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if a bird or a devil by the heaven that bends above us, by the God we both ignore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, willful and destructive intent. Tell me, how had lapsed the pure heart lady to the greediest of needs? Sweaty, arrogant, dickless liar who ascribed to nothing higher than a jab from a prick to a needle, straight to betrayal and disgrace, the conscience showing not a trace? Be that word our sign of parting, bird of fiend, I yelled up, starting, get thee back into the tempest and the smoke-filled bottle shore. Leave no black plume as a token of the slime thy soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit as those who quit before, take the talon from my heart, and see that I can care no more whatever matter came before. I vanished with the dead Lenore, but the raven, never flitting, still a sitting, silent sitting above a silent painting of the forever silence tore, and his eyes of all the seemings of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamplight over him streaming throws his shadow to the floor. I love she who hates me more. I love she who hates me more, and my soul shall not be lifted from that shadow. Nevermore. Thank you.